I might as well tell you about this guy who is a lord in the courts of England a long time ago. And he used to go all around the countryside breaking poor girls' hearts. It was his hobby. And he had this milk-white steed that he used to ride all around the countryside while he broke these young girls' hearts. And the way he'd do it is, the horse was a very big one, so he would just run it up to these girls and then hit them and knock them down like this and have his horse step right here. I'm not kidding you, that's going to break anybody's heart. Having a big horse step on you like that. And down in the valley, as mood music. There lived a lass, a little girl, and they called her the Lass. And she used to work this high, I mean, walk along this highway. You know. She used to walk along this highway, and this lord, and God, I don't know where she got all her money. But she used to walk along this highway, and one day this lord of high degree, he lived up in the mountains, so they called him a lord of high degree. And then they called her the Lass of the Low Country. One day this lass was walking along this road, just walking along there. Then the lord of high degree was back on his milk-white steed again, and jogging along like this. And so she saw him, and he saw her. And she caught his roving eye. You know, he was jogging quite heavily like this, and boom, out it came. She ran up like this. She caught it. She got it, and she gave it back to him. And he thought, oh, God, that was nice of her to do that. What a nice young girl. So you know what he did? He took her off into the woods, and they talked for the longest time. I'm not kidding you. And then when he finished, well, then he got back on his milk-white steed and rode back up into the mountains again, where none of you can, he had a wife. Now, how's that grab you? That's what he did. He really did. One day, while he was feeding his wife, well, then so he kept her chained to the wall, is what I'm trying to say. One day, while he was feeding her, well, then she grabbed a hold of him, she turned him every which way but loose, and got pretty violent with him and slapped him around. You know, she hadn't done anything for a long time. She'd been chained to the wall. She kept doing push-ups like this. She's tough. I'm not kidding you. This is serious. So she grabbed a hold of him and hit him and kicked him and made him promise that next time he went down the valley that he'd take her with him. So he did. So next time he went down the valley, bruised and bandaged as he was, there he goes, the two of them now. They're both going down into the valley, riding, riding, riding. And here's this lass walk along the highway again. Oh, that girl. I don't know what we're going to do with her. But here she goes. She saw him, but she didn't see his wife. Because, you know, she's riding on a horse in back of him. So she ran up to him, tripping along. Hooey, hooey, like this, saying, hey, hey. You know, she's anxious. She's that type, you know. So she did. So he gave her a dirty look, like that. So she was heartbroken that he would have loved her at one time and then scorned her the next time. She was very depressed and madder than hell. But she was hurt more. So what she did, she went off into the woods, this time by herself, and she died of a broken heart. Oh.
Oh, she was a the low country, and he was a lord of high degree. She loved his lordship most tenderly. Sing sorrow, now she sleeps in a valley where the wild flowers nod. And no one knows she loves. loved him but herself and God. One day when the snow was on the mead, he passed her by on a milk-white steed. She spoke to him low, but he paid no heed. Sing sorrow, now she sleeps in the valley where the wildflowers nod. And no one knows she loved him but herself and God. So if you be a lass of the low country, don't love you no lord of high degree. They ain't got no heart, ain't got no sympathy. Sing sorrow, now she sleeps in the valley where the wild flowers nod. And no one knows she loved him but herself and God. And no one knows she loved him but herself and God.
Thank you very much.